Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele in studio. We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, and on the line is our Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedel. If you're a fan of the NBA, make sure you check out the variety of NBA Odyssey podcasts wherever you get your content. Nick, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Mike, it's always good to hear your voice. I wish the Pelicans were better for everybody down there in New Orleans.
Me too.
But it is what it is right now.
Yes, sir.
It seems to have been for a while.
Nick, from what you're getting, and you know, there's certainly a lot of rumors out there about possible trades. And my thing about trades is I'm all for it if I can get better. And I want value. I'm not going to give you anybody away. And I think at this stage, maybe I think there are some teams that have interest in some of the players with the Pelicans, but they don't want to pay you what really they should pay you for that guy.
Mike, it is the age-old problem in the NBA, and I have lived this for about two decades now, and that's why I always remind people it's so difficult to actually make a trade because so often, and I lived this for a lot of years in Chicago covering the Bulls wanted to hang on to the assets that they had, and they said, okay, we'll make a deal, but you better make sure that you make it worth our while. That just never really seemed to happen. And the amount of rumors you hear and the speculation for what actually amounts to any of it is never really there. Now, having said that, with the Pelicans, I mean, this is a team that frankly just isn't going anywhere right now. They've got all kinds of questions. What happens with Ingram? Is Zion ever going to be close to, at this point, the guy that everybody hoped he would be? I mean, we could go on, but Mike, I would always, always lean on the side of I'll be surprised if and when anything really does happen, because in order, especially for these kind of trades to go down that the Pelicans would have to make, you got to make the deal or deals and say, okay, it's time to reset again. And I don't know how much of an appetite that is, not only for the fan base down there, but the front office people, David Griffin, the people that are involved day to day. I don't know if, even if you want to make the deal, if it makes sense, given what you're probably going to get back.
It's not all his issues, but do you think Willie Green survives till February 1st?
The short answer is probably not.
That's my thought, too. That's my thought, also.
Yeah, Mike, I mean, as well-liked as Willie is in various points of the league, if you're having these kind of struggles and you start to feel that pressure, not only from the media and frustrated fans and ownership, when that starts to pop out there and you see the stories that appear that say, all right, which coaches are on the hot seat? Knowing what we've seen in the league over time with the way the Pelicans are going, unless they turn it around, I'd be surprised if it keeps going for another few months. But, hey, you never know exactly how it's all going to shake out. But if you were wondering which direction it usually goes, Mike, it's either going to happen in the next few months or maybe after the year, but I'd be surprised unless there is a major, major turnaround there.
Tomorrow night they play the Houston Rockets. Give everybody a little bit of a scouting report on the Rockets. And that's a team that's kind of in transition to a certain extent. And your thoughts on the Rockets as they play the Pelicans tomorrow night?
Well, I think more than focusing on the young talent that is there, and it's certainly getting to a point where it's coming together and you view the Rockets as a team on the rise. Mike, when you talk about Houston, to me, it all goes back to Ime Udoka. And we know the success that he had in Boston. We know the issues that he had off the floor that led to the reason why he's still not in Boston. I can tell you, having been around that Nets team, there were plenty of people that thought he was going to go coach in Brooklyn. And then that didn't happen. The fact that he landed in Houston is a reminder, and it's a nice juxtaposition given that we were just talking about Willie Green, how much of a culture changer a coach can be when you get the right talent around him. So as I watch the Rockets and I see some of the success they started to have last year and are having again now in spots, I go back to that hire and I think, okay, here is another big reminder for the league that if you've got a team that hasn't really been doing anything for a while and you put the right coach in place and that coach has the ability to mold a younger group and get them to buy into the defensive principles night after night. When I look at the Rockets, I go, okay, they've got the right guy in charge, and everything else will shake out for them over time if they keep adding to that talent base.
Is there a team, and I know it's early in the NBA season, there a team that really has surprised you so far in the NBA of how they've come out the gates? Because, man, we saw Cleveland make that run early where they ran a hot streak before that got ended. But is there a team in the NBA you say, wow, I didn't think they'd be that good? And is there a team that you say, wow, man, I didn't think they would be this bad? Other than the Pelicans.
I was going to say, that would be pretty easy for me, sadly. but the easy answer would be, as far as who looks good, it would have been Cleveland, but I'll give you another one because it really has surprised me. The fact that the Orlando Magic, without Paolo Banchero, have been able to weather the storm for the time being. I know Wagner is now out, and we'll see how that goes. But the fact that that team just kept racking up wins without Banchero, who is one of the best young players in the game, that really, really surprised me because I thought when he went down, as good as Franz Wagner is, and with that new contract and the pressure that I'm sure he feels, I didn't think they had enough. I didn't think that team was going to go out there night after night and do what they had been able to do to that point. Now, as far as teams that maybe have surprised me the other direction, I mean, of course, the Pelicans are right up at the front there, and it's why the talk about Willie Green is only going to intensify if they keep losing games. But I'll tell you a team that I actually saw in person a couple weeks ago, and as you said, it's early. But the Nuggets and the step back that it appears that Jamal Murray has taken, man, that would be very concerning for me if you're a Denver fan. Because, Mike, as we know, he was so good. Murray was in that year when they get the title and the build-up before that, and with Jokic playing an MVP level. But Jokic, as fantastic as he is, and maybe he wins another MVP again this year, if you're not getting that type of play from Murray, and now they got Westbrook and they've got some other pieces and they're missing the pieces that help them get to and win the title, like KCP, the Nuggets certainly aren't a complete disappointment, but when you watch them, you're kind of going, that window was still supposed to be open for a while. I don't know if it's there the same way anymore.
We saw certainly the pieces getting put in place in Oklahoma City, and they got to walk the aisle a little bit last year, come playoff time. They got a taste of it. This is a really talented team, and you're so impressed with them every time they hit the court. Right now with the Nuggets the way they are, I'd really be surprised if the finals hit and OKC is not there.
Mike, I agree with you in the fact that Oklahoma City is on the track that they're on, has to be, one more time, a credit to Sam Presti and the job that front office has done. Now, saying that, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and I know the Thunder didn't have the type of game they wanted in that cup final last night, but Mike, that guy is unbelievable. I know he's not really a dynamic personality. I certainly know that the Thunder are not that team that you see on national TV and go, man, let me lock into this game. You know, I got to see what's happening here. But true basketball fans, when they saw that roster being built and they saw the addition of Caruso from last summer coming from Chicago over to OKC, and they saw Hardenstein from the Knicks, you kind of go, oh, okay. You know, all the pieces seem to be in place, not only for that run that you're talking about maybe into June this season, but for a while. But it all starts with Shai. He is the real deal. He's only gotten better. And I think, Mike, to your point about the Thunder, what you notice about them is that they play hard every night. And sadly, and you and I have been watching the league for a long time and doing this for a long time, that is just not the case for a lot of teams anymore.
For most teams, to be honest.
Yeah, most teams, yeah. I mean, if we're being real about it, it is most teams. I mean, anybody can turn on a game, and you can see instantly, all right, is everybody into it tonight? No? Okay. When you watch OKC, it's like they didn't get the memo that so many other teams in the league got. They want it every night, and I think that's a credit to their coach, Mark Dantagal, and the group that they have. Now, will things change if they do win? We'll see, because that obviously is a huge part of it. But they're hungry. They play tough on that defensive end of the floor. And with SGA, Mike, I think anything is possible with that team.
Man, if he could hit an outside shot good, you'd really have something. Man, because he's a terrific inside shooter. That's his forte of it, but my goodness. You think about, they just kind of tore that franchise down, rebuilt it, and they hit and hit and hit on all these picks, and you see the fruition of how well they drafted and was able to piece this team together. Nick, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Really appreciate it, buddy. Always great insights, and we thank you for joining us.
Mike, it's always great to be with y'all, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Nick Friedell, that's our Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. Remember to check out the variety of NBA Odyssey podcast wherever you get your content.